ain't there.
Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't there.
Yo, yo,
what's
yo,
up,
what's up, y'all? How everybody doing tonight? Oh, man. Welcome to Sin City. Y'all know what this is, Intimate Encounters. Fourth time, what's happening, man?
What up, dude? I'm early tonight, man.
Well, you early? Well, you was late on something else.
Already.
You
laid
on something
up.
We ain't gonna get
presents to you Intimate Encounters with your host, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Politicking in all these chat rooms. Got them all going on.
Well, shit. I see we got somebody out here real early. What's happening? Let's see what's cracking.
How you doing?
Hello. What's up, Carlos?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm better now that you called.
Is that right?
Yeah. This is Sweetness, right?
Yes, it is, all day and all night.
Okay, see, I done got used to your voice already.
I'm glad you did.
That's a good thing. No, this Sweetness just formed a little bond now. Ain't that right, baby?
Yep, that's right.
All right, so what's good with you tonight, baby?
Nothing, just chilling.
Just chilling. You know, tonight is intimate encounter, so, you know what I'm saying?
Is that right?
Right, we're going to get real loose tonight. Have a little fun.
Oh, okay.
What's cool with you?
Yep.
You sure? You sound like you
yes,
ain't too much rush.
No, I'm
yes,
cool.
Yes, good. So what's up, man? When you going to put that page up?
Whenever I have time. I ain't had time.
Okay.
I'll figure you. You said whenever she
had
time.
Whenever she got time. This is in the city. When you got to make some time.
We make time for you every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Aww. That is so sweet.
I ain't. I'm just the sweetest. I see my girl entering in. Candy, what's up, baby?
What's up?
What's going on?
Same shit, different day.
I hear you. Oh, you and Father Time was on there getting naked last night.
He was giving me a show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was. Shit, I had to get off. It was too. He got too wild for me.
It's all good.
Hey, y'all got a little too loose for me. I'm like, wait a minute. I look up, he's coming out his clothes.
Right. I was like, I'm glad you're taking off your shirt, boo. Go ahead.
I'm trying to see when we're going to get Sweetness on the webcam. Sweetness, when you going to come on?
I don't know.
That sounds so mean, baby. Why don't you say kind of sexy? Like, I don't know. You're going to be like, no.
You was wild.
I mean, I'm not. I thought we got that settled last week. We need some sexiness going on in here.
Candy.
Ah,
do your thing.
It don't matter, Candy. Check this out. We gonna head off on the song real quick. We gonna come back, man. We got a couple of topics we want to discuss. That's cool with y'all, ladies.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. My girl. All right, we'll be right back.
Nothing you can do about it. Oh no, no. Running out of love. always remember she's a woman scorned. And if you ever get her back, it will never be the same. No, no. Cut the corners of her eyes every time she sees your face. And all your trust is out the door. She don't want you no more. You used to tell your boys, not me. And she would always be your boy. If you had took the time to see what that woman meant to you, what the mirror said to me. Oh, I. She was raised in Illinois, right outside of Chicago. Some of the best cooking you ever had. Yes, it was. And I miss her.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the show, welcome back to the show. Hey, I played that song for a reason. Let me ask y'all something. When is it? When do we supposed to know when a woman's fed up?
When they stop giving a damn, I guess.
Okay,
or when they say, I've had enough, I'm fed up.
Hey, but when do you know that?
Right.
I mean, they should tell you.
Shit. Right, but I mean, if they don't tell you, by actions. Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, different in the routines and shit.
I mean, so in other words, y'all not going to ever say nothing, right? Y'all just
no,
be
I'm
going
to say something.
I would say something.
And what would you say? I'm fed up.
Right.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
How would you tell?
Up.
Just like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you would actually just walk up to me and just be like, hey, Taz, I'm fed up.
Yep.
I'm fed up with this shit. I'm moving on.
All right, but what if you're part of the problem?
Huh?
What if you're part of the problem?
On what?
Huh?
Well, maybe I am, but if I'm the only one trying to make it better and I'm not getting a second person involved, then might as well just call it whatever it is.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Have y'all ever let temptation get the best of y'all to the point where it played a real bad part of your relationship?
No.
No, y'all can never do nothing. Y'all like the sweetest person I've ever met in my life. You know that?
What?
Every week, it's always every week with y'all. It's... Everything okay?
Hey.
I'm
cool.
All right, baby daddy's over there barking.
What?
Is that right? No, seriously, I mean, come on, man. We all grown, and I know everybody done did something. I mean, y'all too, like, you can't tell me y'all just two of the most innocent people that
no,
we
I'm
never
not,
met.
No,
I'm
not nowhere near
innocent,
being innocent. He is wild. No, I'm
but
not
But the thing about
that.
It is, why cheat when, or let temptation get to you when you can just move on, you know what I'm saying, be by yourself and... Any temptation you want, you can do it without any problems.
Okay, I understand that, but now we all don't live by that credo now. I mean, you, me, all the time.
You got to talk to somebody that don't live by that term.
So in other words,
you're
telling me, wait a minute, so you're telling me every time, anytime a guy that you just got tired of, you just walked away. No strings attached, no nothing, just all right, see you, go.
I mean, I didn't walk away. But I didn't care about what happened in the relationship.
Okay, so you never done nothing. You just been a good girl the whole relationship.
Oh no, I've done my share.
Right. Okay.
But it was
and you did that because of temptation, right?
No, it wasn't temptation.
Are you
serious?
What would you call it then? you was with somebody else and this other guy came over and seduced you or did whatever, what would you call that?
Temptation.
Cheating.
Temptation. I mean, it depends. It could go either way.
Right. The temptation got the best of you.
If that's what you want to call it.
Are you serious?
Okay, well, what do y'all call it?
Because I'm really not understanding that. I mean, I understand it's cheating. I'm just saying. That's why I asked how the temptation that got you had got so far where you didn't did something and it's actually affected the relationship.
Huge, gigantic one in a small one.
I know. Well, I ain't never done nothing to affect my relationship or temptation or whatever you calling it.
You ain't never cheated?
I mean, hell yeah, I have, but it wasn't out of temptation. It was because I wanted to.
Okay.
Did he know about it? Did he know you cheated?
Babe.
Not until I told him.
Baby,
you didn't affect your relationship about the words, right?
Baby,
no, I didn't cheat until the relationship was fucked up already.
Hold on. Let me try to break this down for you, baby. You cheated. All right? You cheated. You openly admitting that you cheated, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The man that you cheated with, did you want to fuck him? He tripped and fell and landed inside you? What?
Well, it was his temptation. He was the one that walked up on me, and I took his,
She took him up on his offer.
Yeah.
Because you like what you saw, right? Or you just fucked the ugly dude?
Do what?
I say you like what you saw, right? Or you just fucked the ugly dude?
I was I just wanted to see what he was about.
Baby, if that ain't temptation, I don't know what is. You just wanted, so you was tempted by him. You wanted to see what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, but that's not what I'm saying. I mean, what I'm saying is I ain't never in my relationship attempted anything. And unless the relationship was fucked up already.
Okay. Okay, Father Time.
I see the bitch fuck.
Yo.
You hear
you.
What we doing?
You
okay, I need to do something, man. I need to run somewhere real quick. So handle this for me, all right? Because this girl crazy.
You need to hide.
Now, let me see if I'm getting this right.
How you say
you cheated because the relationship was bad, right?
Yeah, well, for one, I couldn't get out of it. It was hard to get out of. For two, I mean, it was bad from the jump. You know, it started the same way it ended. And I mean, so I just did what I did. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could be faithful. But, you know, and if I can't get out of the relationship, you know.
Okay.
You got some high dollars.
Okay,
got some
man.
To the show. Carla, what's
Damn.
Up?
We got Felicia on here, man.
What's up, Rev?
Hello.
What's happening, baby?
Hey, Rev.
Hi, how y'all doing?
All
I
right.
Because I wanted to let Zach Kaz know that Candy is not crazy.
Oh, okay.
Tell it, girl.
Do tell.
I'm going to tell you why. Because women are more faithful than men until you push us to that limit. And when you get
serious?
To that limit, that's when you...
Are you serious, Rev?
I'm dead serious.
Come on,
you
now look
here. Rev, I got one... On what you just said?
Shit.
Bullshit.
You can say what you want to say, but women are more faithful than men, and usually don't cheat unless they find out that y'all acting up.
Now hold on, baby. Now I've been, you know, I think I've really been fair on this show. I don't bash women. I don't say that women ain't shit. Women cheaters. Women do this. I say everybody do their own thing. But now, come on now, y'all not gonna keep constantly every week talking about what the man do. I mean, just with every man that you got is doing this shit, you got a woman doing the same shit. And matter of fact, the fucked up part is that if it's not you, it's that motherfucker that you hang with. You know that motherfucker doing fucked up shit.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to use your own words against you. I didn't make the rules. I'm just going by them.
Right. No, you're not going by our rules because, I mean, let's be realistic.
Yeah, because y'all realistic rules is y'all can do what y'all want to do, and your main woman that's at home is supposed to take all y'all bullshit and don't do nothing. That's what it is.
Tell them, Rev.
You go, girl.
Now, baby, come on now. You know, I'm not saying you in particular, but you know, for everybody that you point at, like, he ain't shit, you got to turn around and look at that girl, that's at that table with you drinking them motherfucking Long Island iced teas. You got to look at her and be like, yeah, you know, you ain't shit neither. You my girl, but you ain't shit.
Well...
I'm not exactly sure because all women are different.
All women are different, but the women that are in my circle, I can speak for. They generally faithful until that man screws up.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. Now they might not tell you everything. Now I'm gonna tell you, we hang with some assholes, and I can openly admit that we hang with some assholes. I mean, not bad people. I mean, they're gonna be my friends no matter what. But yeah, they can be some assholes when they wanna be. I mean, that's just the way it is. I know women, good women, not a bad woman at all, but they can be some motherfuckers when they wanna be too. So I mean, that's
yeah,
why
when
they
wanna be, and generally they don't wanna be until they. And screwed.
No.
But everyone has their own. Everybody's different. Women are different. Not every woman is the same.
No. This is not the 60s and 70s no more. Y'all women, you know what? Y'all so much. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Now, I didn't want to get into this, but I guess I got to. Your problem is that I'm not saying y'all in general, but I'm just saying women. A lot of these women nowadays, they want to be the man. They want to do everything. You know, the first thing y'all say is, well, if you do it, I can do it. Come on, man. Y'all really need to get off of that.
You know what the problem is, man? I'm going to tell you what the problem is. All women.
Oh, so you done lost your motherfucking mind.
You lost their motherfucking mind. Y'all got a little independence. And you don't need a motherfucker. All that bullshit forever. You want to always be the man, always. Always. I don't care how much money you making, what kind of car you drive, you're going to always be the man.
Not
necessarily.
Y'all agree with that, ladies?
No, I'm going to tell you like that.
That's where the adult toy store comes in at.
Man, ain't nothing like the real thing. You go ahead on with
I'm going to tell you like this. You're treated like a king until you done different, until I know different.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's either we break up or it becomes a big-ass mess.
Hold on. We got another call in. Hold up. Caller, what's happening?
Nothing much. What's going on?
Hey, butter.
What's up, butter?
How you doing today?
We good.
That's good.
We just sitting here networking politics and good reverend didn't sit there and bash me in as she always do.
Do what you gotta do. How you doing?
Do what you gotta do, okay. All right, there you go. See, that's the problem.
What's the problem?
I mean, let me ask you something, Butter. Let me ask you.
Okay.
Why am I asking you this question? I already know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway.
Okay.
Butter,
yes.
Do you think that every woman is good and that every man turns a woman a bad? Or do you believe it's just genuinely some fucked up women out there?
I mean, that's just like saying a criminal just is a criminal, and, you know, it's just fucked up criminal people out there, you know. It's bad people everywhere.
I don't even understand that concept, baby.
It's bad people everywhere, you know, and they just bad. They can't help who they are.
Right, so, there's no, you can't say that every man then fucked the woman up. I mean, some women just
fucked
up.
Men have a tendency to fuck over women, and that's why they become heartless and all of that. They do. They have a tendency to cause them to flip out and all of that.
I ask you, do you think that all women are like that? I mean, it's a simple yes or no. Either, yeah, you believe.
Well,
all,
you know, you're not getting a simple yes or no from out of me. So, like I said, women do get treated bad by men, and this is the reason why they become the way they are.
You know what? So you and Felicia with that concept.
Now get the stepping.
Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, all that.
I bet.
Mean, y'all sitting there talking crazy.
Well,
I mean,
the truth hurts, don't it? It's just the truth.
No, it's not the truth. It's the simple fact that that's why we can't never get along. We can't get along in relationships because it's always everybody pinpointing something. Nobody want to take fault in nothing. I did this because you did that.
Tell me when a man is honestly gonna admit that he's the problem.
And keep it real.
Some men know when they
fuck up.
That's
some
few
men,
far
yes,
between,
some
baby.
Not gonna admit it.
Few and far
but
between.
Got, I mean, wait a minute, hold on, brother. What I'm trying to say is this. The same thing that you saying about a man, you could turn around and look right to your left or to your right, and your girl the same way. And ain't nobody did shit to her. She just built like that. Now, that's your girl. You love her to death, but you know deep down in your heart, she just built fucked up.
There's some
you
women that are.
Look at all the
but
shit
there's
she
some
do.
Women that are good.
I'm not saying it's not. See, y'all the one that's always... I'm only trying to defend myself because y'all always saying all men are bad and men do this because of women. I'm saying that people in general do shit because they want to do it. I'm not saying it's just men doing it or just women doing it. I'm saying people in general. But y'all got to always throw this spin on there that, yeah, well, a man made a woman do it. A man ain't made a woman do shit. You do anything that you want to do, you do it because you want to do it.
Whatever.
Come on, man. You go for that. I mean, Candy, you said it yourself. If it was a bad situation, instead of leaving, you cheated. Now, you could have left, but you chose to cheat. So did you make the situation any better? No, you didn't.
But in the same time, it's hard to leave the person that I'm talking about. It was like a stalking situation. If you know what I'm talking about, you would. If you would know
right.
what I've been through, You would feel me on that.
Well,
there's some
shit,
guys that'll stalk you to their death. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Now we're talking about stalking. And y'all act like y'all motherfucking women. Y'all enrolled with y'all girl that's been riding around there all night talking about those rat past his house to see if his who in front of him. Come on, man. Come on, man. Let's keep it real tonight, man. Y'all not keeping it real with your boy.
I'm keeping it real. You just obviously don't know the situation I've been in, so.
I'm not pinpointing nobody. I'm just saying in general.
Yo, man. Yo, dog. Calm down, man.
Still don't get it, do you?
They don't get it, dude. They still don't get it.
Whatever.
I was just bullshitting. And you know this, man.
Uh-huh.
See, you know what, dog? You know what the problem is?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I truly believe that, dog. We really got a failure to communicate here.
Did you find that hair color?
Mm. I really do. Well, check it out, people. Y'all know sincity.spruce.com. Y'all know we live in the chat room. I'm sitting in the chat room, not kicking it, talking shit to y'all. See, if y'all go to the chat room right now, y'all can see the faces that I'm making when y'all get to talk. Because I'm sitting here like, y'all motherfuckers lying. I'm frowning up. I'm bitter at y'all right about now. Because y'all ain't right.
And Red. You know what the problem is, man? You know what the problem is? Most women, when they got a good man, they don't even fucking know it.
And that's the same with men.
You get that
men don't know when they got a good woman.
That's so
time.
True.
That's
men don't know when they get a good woman either.
Men and women have a problem of failure to communicate. Because it's vice versa.
You know what? I'm going to tell y'all this in my Ike Turner voice.
Come on, sit down. This is the cake, Hannah Mae. Come on. This cake real good.
Man, see, when you got that type of motherfucker that make you eat the cake, that's the motherfucker you love. But that motherfucker that treats you like a queen, oh, he the soft motherfucker. He the punk motherfucker. But that motherfucker that's kicking your ass, that's the motherfucker you want to be with. But
yeah, I've seen females like that. I've seen females like that.
And let me guess, a man made them like that, right?
Nope. I believe, honestly, that they family made them like
they
that.
They chose to do that. That was their choice.
Thank
this
you.
Is what they
that's,
saw, and
that,
they think that it's
been,
okay.
That's all I've been saying all along. They chose to do that. That's all. I mean, if you sit there and you getting the shit beat out you, and you sitting there saying, well, he's still good to me. Hey.
Fucking brought this on yourself, man. Brought this on yourself.
I'm sick. You brought it on yourself. You can't blame me because Willie slapped the shit out you. I'm sorry. It's my fault Willie beat your ass. Now, I done bought you a dozen roses. You said, fuck me, and Willie done kicked you in your ass and smashed the roses in your face. Now, how's that my fault, Rev?
Gave you number, headaches, and heartache. But that's the motherfucker.
Rev, how's that my
with,
fault?
Though.
Oh, Rev, we got the Reverend Quiet.
I'm surprised. I'm really surprised on that one.
Rev, you ain't talking? Because she know I'm right.
What's up, Rev?
She know I'm right.
She must be having technical difficulties because I'm pretty
fuck
sure
me.
She don't believe it.
There ain't no technical difficulty. She know I'm right.
That girl probably on the other line or something.
Hey, she's so quiet, dog. Guess what she's saying?
Fuck.
What?
Fuck me.
Whatever.
Fuck me. No, fuck you. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck it. Listen to me, you fuck.
I am fucked.
Man, this is fucked up.
Fucked is me.
You're speaking of fucked.
Shut the fuck up.
What did I do?
The fuck did I do?
Oh, my God.
The fuck did I do?
Correct.
You guys are a mess.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying, man, we networking and politics in here. But now, okay, well, now let me ask you this. I'm going to ask the ladies. All right, now, I'm going to even go as far as say that we know men didn't have relationships where they've been in relationships and they didn't have a baby out of the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, y'all, I know what y'all say about them. He ain't shit. He the dog-ass motherfucker. He a dog motherfucker for that. What do we say about the ladies who did the same thing, got pregnant by another man, and threw the baby off on that dude? What do we say about them?
she wrong?
That's very true, man. That's very true. Because you know what? If my daughter turned 18 and her mama said, well, you ain't her daddy anyway.
I mean, cause now,
that's some fucked up shit. Motherfuckers, women do that shit. Y'all put that shit on.
I'll be the first to tell you. I'll be the first to tell you. I ain't ashamed to say it. I'll have my fair share of blood tests. And shit, motherfucker, blood test. Every blood test I took, I wasn't the kid's daddy. But now, I done got into fights behind this shit. I done got into all kinds. Why won't you take care of this baby? Bitch, because the baby ain't mine. But you done sat there and swear in front of a judge and everything else on your mama, on your grandmammy, on the rest of your kids, this is my baby. Come find out the baby wasn't mine.
Well, I mean, that's some women. That's not all women.
Okay, so that just goes with the scenario that I'm saying about men. It's some men. It ain't all men. See, but it's different when y'all say that. Oh, that's just some women. All women ain't like that. Come
but
on,
who
man.
Said all men?
What?
Who said all men?
Shit, which one of y'all didn't say all men?
I didn't say all men.
I didn't either.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hold
Did
on,
you
yeah,
hear
I,
him,
I,
Felicia, when he was trying to when he was trying to get on you just a second ago?
No, I didn't. I was on the other line. What you say?
Girl. I told you she probably on the other line.
I mean, right now he.
Say it again.
Hey, hold on. Hold on.
He in the yellow belt.
I gotta say. I know how to say what I gotta say. Well, right now, we got Janine on the line. Hey, baby, how you doing, Janine?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hi, Janine.
We doing good.
What's going on with all the hostility?
Finally, a voice of reason.
He on one of Father Time's little tangents. He don't want to hear nothing that don't agree with what he's have to say.
Oh, my
goodness. That's not true. No, what I'm saying is that I just get tired of hearing that men turn women into whatever type of person they are. Now, I mean, you either going to be this type of person or you not. Now, the original question was, a temptation ever took you to the point where you did something where it kind of like blew up in your face. Now, that candy and sweetness, they ain't never been tempted to do nothing. They two little angels tonight.
We never said we were angels. We just never, you know what I'm saying, the relationship that we ever cheated in was.
Hold on. I'm trying to explain, Candy.
But you're doing it the wrong way.
Candy going to tell me she ain't never been tempted to do nothing.
Oh,
but
thank
she
you.
She said she cheated. She said she cheated, and I said, why you cheated? I wanted to see what he was working with. Now, is that temptation or is that not temptation?
Yeah, that's temptation.
Thank you.
But I'm telling
but
you
I,
what I said
now,
was
hold,
the reason
hold on,
being.
Hold on, hold on.
Was,
I'm not finished. Then the good Reverend want to jump in and tell me. Because
he called
wrong.
Me crazy.
Yeah, I did call you crazy. If you don't think that's temptation, yes, you are crazy.
That's not what I was saying. You took it to a totally different thing.
What was you trying to say, Candy?
Because I told you the relationship I was in, it was bad off anyway. So I'm going to do what I got to do, whether it was temptation or not.
Okay. All right.
You son of a bitch.
How you doing, baby?
Hey, Sean.
What's going on?
Hey.
Not fine. Okay. I mean, all right. Well, I'm gonna start this. I'm gonna start this whole thing over. Now, I asked a question earlier. I asked, how do you know when a woman? How are we supposed to know when a woman's fed up?
Because she'll tell you how she feel first.
You said that, but really, was she really?
Yeah, a woman will tell you. She'll tell you what her problem is. She might not sit you down and tell you bit by bit what the problem is, but she's going to tell you, okay, this is getting on my nerves. This is what I don't like. This is what she's going to tell you in some shape or form. She's going to give you all of the little hints on what irritates her, what she don't like, what she expect, what she want. And when it gets to the point where she can't take it no more, that's when she's going to walk away.
Okay, a real woman, I'll tell you.
Well, now, hold on. Let me ask this. Okay. What if you're not bringing nothing to the table? What if you just there? What if he's doing all the providing? Are you still gonna be doing all that bitch in the morning?
If he's out of hand with it, yeah. If he feel like, because there's men out here, there's men out here that feel like because they doing all of the paying of the bills and doing all of the financial stability type shit, that they can go and come as they please, do what they want to do, live how they want to live, and the female is supposed to be happy and just eating it up because she getting her bills paid for and getting dick every now and again. That's not how things go.
Now, if you want to play that role, then... All right, well, now let me ask that. Now, that's a good, okay, I understand that point. I can even agree with that point. I mean, even still, I'm still supposed to respect you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, what are you doing? Once again, what are you doing that's making me respect you? I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing for me?
Mm-hmm. Well.
Cooking, cleaning.
Everything that you desire. Everything
really
that you desire.
Clean?
Yeah. How many
okay,
Miss Housewife? So, Miss Housewife.
So you at home being Miss Housewife?
Yes. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I kicked that guy's ass to the cave.
she just told us to hold on, man. What the
Kick that country ass to the curb.
Kick that ass to the curb.
Time.
Okay. Felicia.
Time, you taking your shirt off tonight?
Yes.
All right, Felicia. All right, maybe we got off on the wrong foot at the start of the show. All right.
So what, you want me to ask you this question?
No, I'm saying, would you be quiet and let me ask you a question? Normally you do give sensible answers. You don't come all far fetched. But now I gotta ask you, Felicia. I was asking about the pregnancy thing. Now I said I know that a lot of men do shit and you be like, okay, that man a dog. A lot of men didn't have kids out of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What about the woman? What about the woman who had that dealt with that one guy and she had a baby. You know, she not even sure if it's his baby. I mean, how should that man treat her?
Well, if he's got a problem with it, then he should break it off with her, right?
If he got a problem with it.
If he's got a problem with the fact that this kid is not his, then he should break it off.
No,
with him.
No, he don't know that. He didn't know. He's thinking it's his kid.
Oh, and then he finds out later on?
Yeah, she tell you it's a possibility that it's not your kid. Or better yet, she tries to hide it. Just say, for instance, the real baby daddy come over like, hey, I want to know if this is my child.
Well,
now she said, yeah, I fucked him, but it ain't his. It's yours.
I know what I'd tell her ass.
Well,
you want child support, and I'll tell her ass.
He should go get a blood test. I mean, and whatever comes to her for that is just comes to her, whether, no matter what. I mean, I ain't going to say he should fuck her up, but if I was in this situation, I'd probably fuck her up.
Hold on before you finish that sentence. You really don't think she deserves a foot in her ass?
Well, I think she do, but I ain't going to say she should
We're going to go down the line on that one. Janine, does she deserve putting her ass?
Okay.
What?
Does she deserve a putting her ass?
Yeah, I guess she does.
Okay, Sean.
If he got one.
Yeah, she deserves it, but she, you shouldn't actually do it. She's still a female.
If, here, don't lose, leave your phone. If he don't got it, then what?
Okay, sweetness, do she deserve to foot in her ass?
Yeah.
What about you, Candy? Does she deserve foot in her ass?
Oh, well, I don't feel like a man should hit a woman anyway. Wow.
Man, move over and let me pass. Food has to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass. That's for fuck.
I'm sorry. I mean, now hold on. What I'm saying is this. I'm not saying, like, okay, now if you did this and you took it upon yourself to deal with your own consequences, that's something different. I'm talking about the ones who sit there and just be like, you know what? This, that, and the other. I mean, they're constantly doing this, that, and the other, and lying about the situation. Same way a man to do, but then he finally get busted, and then she finally admits, okay, yeah, I lied. And I know y'all all got that one girl that done did that, or y'all know somebody that done did it. Am I right?
Yeah.
So what do y'all tell y'all girl? What would you tell your girl?
Shit, because a girl doing it too.
Oh.
Shit. I mean, that's all now. What they do is their business. It ain't mine.
I mean, but she finna come to you for some type of advice. Felicia, what you gonna tell your girl?
This is after the fact, after it's been went on all this time?
Yeah.
Or this is in the beginning?
Beginning, and
end,
it don't matter.
What
you gonna tell her?
She should tell them.
Okay. What about you, Janine? What you say?
Ooh, I'd be like, girl. Woo! Yeah, she should tell them, though.
Okay.
Right. Whoever the father is, she should tell them.
In Illinois, Natasha, right now. We just left.
Sean?
Yes, you should tell him. I mean, just don't be by him when you tell him.
What do you think she should get a running start, huh?
She better call his cell phone and leave a voicemail.
Sean, do you know I would be kicking your motherfucking door down?
Yeah, that's exactly why I wouldn't be there when I'm talking to you when I'm gone.
Well, I tell you, y'all women are hard. Y'all are hard. I mean, God. I mean, come on. Alright, you know what? I'm gonna leave. Time is on you, man. I'm gonna leave this.
Well, not close it up, but I wanted to just check a flight. No, I want to.
What's up, y'all? Now you know all y'all bullshitting, right? How many of y'all actually know somebody?
Now I ain't gonna mess nothing up.
You know, dude, ain't their baby daddy. What she got him thinking at?
Okay.
Come on, man. Somebody got to know at least one person.
One person that what?
That knows she's going to have to do talking about he the baby daddy. Man, I know y'all got some friends that been on Maury and all that shit.
Yeah.
Been on Maury?
Friends that been on Maury, but.
Been on that 7 times looking for the baby daddy. We going to find the baby daddy for you. That's bullshit.
Looking for my red card.
If you don't know who your baby daddy is, you kind of fucked up anyway. That's just my opinion, and I'm sticking with it.
That's what's up. That's how you feel.
And then y'all, why y'all always got to be lying? See, I'm on the women bathroom tonight. Y'all be lying, conniving,
okay,
sneaky as hell.
Mm.
And
what are
bullshit.
Y'all?
What do you mean, what are we?
And so where did that leave y'all?
They leave us with some fucked up ass women. That's what it leave us.
Ain't
some fucked up ass men.
No, men
okay,
ain't fucked up. Men only get fucked up. Men only get fucked up because they get tired of y'all.
Time out for everybody. Now, we're going to go to the song. We're going to come back. We're going to mellow this out. All right? Y'all be nice. God. Hey.
Club on a Saturday night. Saw you across the bar, you were looking so fly. I can't believe that you were also looking my way. So I said to you, we my game down tight. Before we knew it was on for tonight. So now tell me what's going on with you, lady. Oh, yeah.
I'm no- check it out. Welcome back.
All right, so. Oh, boy. I think that was the wrong damn song to play, but.
I had to play that song.
Right.
Hey, I got a question. This is for all the ladies that have kids. Now, when you hooked up with your baby daddy, what appealed to you that made you say, I want to have a baby with this man? Anybody? Like my daughter mother told me, she would have a baby with me because she liked my hair. I had long hair back then.
All my kids was accidents.
Yeah.
Or mine.
Don't tell the babies that.
Just tell the babies.
Of course not.
It's not an accident.
Of course not.
Yeah. Well, look, I want to answer, so we're gonna start with Sweetness. Sweetness. Why did you have a baby with the man that you had a baby with? First, you're a mother, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What appealed to you that made you say, well, I'm going to have a baby with him?
Well, really, to be real with you, it wasn't even like that. I mean, I really can't answer that because I didn't plan on having any kids with him. It's just something that happened. But I had more than one.
So,
I mean, it wasn't a planned thing. Right.
Okay. He planned it.
No, Shelly don't plan shit, especially having kids.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question then. Who actually planned their baby? Anybody on the show that actually planned their baby?
I did plan one.
Okay, hold on, Janine. We're going to come back to you. What did you see in her that made you say, I'm going to have a baby with her?
Cool. Me?
What attracted you to her? Yeah, you. You said you planned your first one.
I mean, we was in a relationship, man. It was a high school relationship. I mean, I thought, you know what I'm saying, when you're young, you think, well, this is going to be it. And I thought that was it. So, I mean, we talked about it. We said we wanted the kid, so... We went to conceive.
Okay, you're misunderstanding the question, dog. What did you see in her to say, I'm going to have a baby with her? Something
I
you
just told you. It wasn't nothing physical. It was just a love. It was a love thing. It was just, okay, I love her. She loved me. We want a child. We both wanted a child. That's what we set out to do. Wasn't nothing. I can't say I looked in her eyes like, oh. She got green eyes or something like that. Nah, it wasn't like that.
Okay, Janine, go ahead.
What you say?
Go ahead. You said you had one, right?
Yeah. Well, my first son's father.
Okay, what made you want to have a baby with him?
Hell, I couldn't leave his ass. He kept stalking me and stuff. So I was like, what the fuck, shit. He wore the basketball tape, but, of course, he went to jail, so we only ended up having that one.
Thank God for the penal system, huh?
Huh?
I said, thank God for the penal system, huh?
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hey, what about you, Sean? Sean, you got kids?
Yes. Yes, I played the first one.
Okay, why? What did you see in the father?
Dollar bills?
Yeah.
Did you say dollars? Yeah, I was like, shoot, he got money. My baby gonna have everything. And I wanted a baby anyway. So I was like, shoot, he got money. He was buying me all this, you know what I mean, rings and trying to give me money to pay bills and flowers. I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
So you had a baby with the dude because he had a couple of dollars.
I mean, yeah.
Did he know that? Did you ever tell him that? That's why we had a baby because you had money?
But I liked him too. So the money just
oh,
added
like
to, you
too.
Know. Yeah, I like them too. I did like them though. I ain't gonna lie. I liked them too. And also, you know, the money thing really made me like, okay, well, he could take care of us financially, so, you know, the baby won't be, you know, not taken care of, but shh, that didn't last long.
Is he even in the baby's life?
Hell nah. I was young, shit. I was young. Hell nah, he in my baby's life, little bastard. Little bastard. He mad because I ain't want to be with him, so he's like, oh, fuck that. Give me your scene back. Get your ass out of here.
So that just proves
that country ass to the curb.
No, I kicked him to the curb. Actually, I left it. I just on his ass. He started getting crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't start getting that money. And they like,
so, in other words, he got deranged then, right?
He got what?
He got kind of deranged, kind of crazy.
And they got crazy. Like, shit, I'm giving you money now. Bitch, where you going? What you mean where I'm going to the bathroom, nigga? Shit.
All right, so his conversation more was like,
say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
That's how it was. I ain't going to even lie. Shit. And boy, he did a whole 360 on my ass. I'm like, damn.
Well, I mean, he figured he was paying all the rent and doing all this and buying everything. He figured he could just look at you and
what's
be like,
up, bitch? Whatever. Shit. I'm having it.
That's crazy. I guess everybody make bad decisions in life.
Right.
I sure had a baby with the wrong motherfucker.
My second one, she wasn't playing. She had been like, well, we had broke up for a week, and then I got pregnant with her. It was a one-night thing. That's why I hate that song you played.
You got pregnant on a one-night stand?
Yep.
Oh, that's for. I bet he was like, fuck this shit.
He didn't know.
A one-night stand? No, he knew.
Nah, boo, he didn't know because it was my friend I grew up with for like, we was calling each other brothers, but brother and sister, but she that canceled out after that one night stand.
Okay, no, all right, I got to ask that. You brought up a good point. You brought up a good point. Now, how many, and I got to ask this question. How many of y'all done fucked somebody and actually turned around and tried to play them off as y'all play brother or god brother to your boyfriend?
He was that to me, so I'm not gonna lie.
No. Seriously. I mean, you know, it's somebody y'all done fucked. Y'all might not had a relationship, but y'all fucked them. And, you know, you done met this new guy, and it's like, this guy still comes around. He's like, oh, that's my, he like a brother. He my god brother. He my play brother.
Oh, no, that ain't
but
me.
You know,
that was different.
You
I fucked
him
after I met.
Well, that's not fair because it's hard for me to say that because I don't like white people.
It's hard for you to say anything. No, I ain't got to be white.
Yeah, but that would look silly. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's my brother.
Candy, baby, listen to me. We know that this is not your brother. We just saying it's just somebody that's cool that you be like, oh, he's like a brother to us. We're not saying that it got to be your actual brother. We ain't even saying it got to even be your nationality. We just saying somebody that's cool. That's all. All right,
I introduced him as my brother, but see, being he was my god brother, we didn't do nothing until after, you know what I'm saying, after the fact. This wasn't like a, you know what I'm saying, introduced just to have him, you know what I'm saying, on the side. It wasn't that type of thing for me.
You fucked your god brother?
I actually grew up with him. He was actually my god brother, yes.
Actually fucked your god brother?
Yes, I did. It did happen, and you know what?
Do you regret that decision?
Hell motherfucking yeah. Every bit. The only thing I don't regret is my baby. Hell yeah, I regret that shit like a motherfucker.
I mean, because
we were sitting there playing,
and
I had been playing. we was playing. He had this $100 bill just playing. You know what I'm saying? We like, we liquor and our sister and everything, and we had. And I started like trying to strip and stuff.
Your God, so you got a baby by your God brother.
You know what, Father Time? Well, he ain't my God brother no more, obviously.
Wow.
You went from your God brother to your baby daddy, huh?
Yes. He sure did.
It's all good. It's all good.
It was being a good shit.
So when you got pregnant, Batman, it was like
fuck you. I thought it was my other baby daddy's daughter.
So did you? Wait a minute. Whoa. So did you? What did you say to your baby daddy?
Who my baby? My first daughter's daddy.
Yeah.
Shit, nothing.
The one that was here.
Yep. It's a long story.
So you did bring it with his.
It's a long story, bro.
Okay, so now let me ask you. Do you still think it's his kid? Yeah, he do.
Who said that? Kid.
I mean, you ain't get up no answer, so I'm assuming, yeah, he still think it's his kid.
Yeah, he do.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Well, what you mean?
So
now, for my kids anyway.
You said what?
I could say he was a good ass daddy. This nigga don't do shit for my kids anyway. So when I look like trying to find a nigga who's tracking a nigga down who don't even do shit for his kids, say, guess what? This isn't your baby.
So in other words,
well, hold on, man.
So in other words, you're the one that needs the fucking ass.
We just took a poll.
It's like if you don't tell that man that ain't his kid, you deserve a fucking ass.
Hold on. Whoa, I got something for y'all though. How about my baby daddy? When he had a baby, when we was together, I found the picture. Somebody had already hit me to it. I found the picture. You want to know what this asshole said? I said, who baby is this? He looked at the picture, maybe got his last name and everything, talking about, I don't know who damn baby that is. And he denied that little girl, and it was his. But y'all
okay,
talking
so
about,
because,
I'm wrong.
Because he denied
yeah, you
it, you put a baby off on him?
But listen to what I'm saying. You don't know the situation that I was in. You have to know the whole situation to know why I did what I did.
There is no situation for lying
yeah,
to that
it's
man
a situation.
Right now.
It's a situation, but you wouldn't know unless I tell the whole story. But I ain't trying to put all my business out
there. I don't want you to put
y'all,
your business out there on the street. There ain't nothing you can say that can justify that. Nothing. There's nothing you can say to justify it.
That's
no,
what
she's paying child support for the one that ain't
doing
his.
Shit. He ain't doing nothing for neither one of them, not even for the one that's his. So what do I look like trying to chase this nigga down when, after when I had my second baby, he didn't do nothing for neither one of my kids, period. So he wasn't even around.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm confused. If you shouldn't even be mad at him because technically it's not his kid anyway, right?
But listen to what I'm saying, though. He didn't even do nothing for the one that was his, period.
But then why would you throw that one off on him?
When we was together, he did. But afterwards, when I left him, he didn't do shit for my kids.
Well, I think you should tell another dude that he got a baby. He got a shorty. He needs to know that, for real.
What are you talking about? He do know.
Wait a minute. Whoa. You told both of them that they dead.
You told no, the other one know that's his. He know that it's not the other one, though.
Huh?
Right. You
he knows that it's his, And he knows it's not my first baby daddy's daughter. He knows.
Yeah, but your first baby daddy's still thinking that's his kid too, right?
My first baby daddy, I don't know what the fuck he's thinking.
You told him it was his baby, right?
Who, the first one?
Yeah.
Why you keep asking me that and I just said no?
No, no, that ain't what you said. You said that you told the first baby daddy that the second kid is his too.
Yeah, you did say that. You got both of them dudes thinking that the baby daddy.
He automatically assumed it was his. I never had to even say, this is your baby. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I never said it ain't, but I never actually said this is your baby.
You should tell him.
So in other words, both of them think they the baby daddy, right?
Listen. Yes, the second one knows that it's his.
No, that ain't the question. Do both of them think that that's his kid?
The first one thinks it's his too, right?
Yes, y'all keep asking me the same question.
Hold on. Okay, it's a yes or no question. Do both of the guys?
I just said, yeah, 100,000 pairs.
And you don't see nothing wrong with that.
Nah, but just the situation is all fucked up. But the reason why I couldn't say nothing to him at the time is like because y'all wouldn't understand. I was in an abusive relationship. Okay. I could not stand there and tell a man who I'm in an abusive relationship with, oh, guess what? I slept with my god brother one night. And now, you know what I'm saying, I have this baby that's not yours. That's easy for y'all as men to say, well, you still should have. But for me, it's me and both of my daughters, and I'm going to stay in the same house with the same man who's abusive and sit there in his face and say, okay, look, she is not your baby. That's easy for y'all to say. Hell no, I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to risk my life, and I wasn't going to risk my kid's life. Just like he
How
made
is your
a mistake.
Baby?
My
How
baby
is your
right
daughter?
Now, she's four.
She's
my
four.
Oldest is eight.
Now, let me ask you a question. When she say who is my daddy, what do you tell her?
She's not my daddy.
You tell her who? The real father or the other guy?
The real. I'm not finna fuck up my kid's man and corrupt them. I tell her the real. She knows who her daddy is. I tell her who her daddy is. She knows his name and everything.
So
now what's
going to
happen when dude come over? Hold on, man. Hold on, dude. What's going to happen when dude come over and she don't call him daddy? And he be like, I'm your daddy. How you going to handle that situation?
You ain't hearing what I'm saying. I had to leave from my kid's dad in an emergency because he was abusive. He was threatening to kill me. Like, I was not trying to stay around. I left him in a rush, like furniture and everything. I left him like that, I mean, with the snap of a finger to get away from him. So I don't see him. I don't have plans to see him. Because before he even knew about that situation, he was crazy and flipped out. You know what I'm saying? So why would I bring up that conversation to somebody like that when I'm pretty much running from him? That's like, that's
she
stupid.
Just
that's
decided
like
to take care of her
kid.
Baby without her baby.
You know what I'm saying?
I
knew he carried guns. He done pulled a gun out on me before. You know what I'm saying? He made threats to kill me. So when I left from where I was and I had left my furniture in that house right there, that goes to tell you right now I was fearing for my life and my kid's life. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to sit here and tell this damn man that this baby is not his. I could have died telling him that.
Right.
I'm not going to do that.
She could have died by telling
him
a dude tried to talk to her.
Yeah, so it's easy for a man to say, well, you still should have told him. And we haven't talked since then. So I never even got to bring this up to him because I was dealing with the other shit that he was doing to me, the physical abuse, you know what I mean? And being like, you know, what he called overprotective and thinking I'm his property. I was dealing with that. I couldn't even throw this in there because that would have been it. I don't think I would have been here today.
Mm-hmm.
Because
feel you,
he was
girl.
Threatening to kill me before this situation, you know what I mean? So I'm not finna do that.
Yeah, they get very...
I wasn't finna do it.
They get very aggressive sometimes.
Right, and I haven't. We,
oh,
have, we
please,
don't know.
Father, stop it. Stop it, Father, please. You ain't been around no man long enough to say you are you cut a man loose within the first 6 months. You already made that statement.
I do too. So don't feel bad. But that's what left me. That's why I am the way I am right now. I cannot be with nobody for a long period of time.
I mean, shit. It's not like I go into a situation expecting to drop them, but you know, within that first. When you get to know a person and that person is not compatible with you, then what you going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to stay with them and change your personality and change your life
right.
to be around him, or you're going to leave him alone and find somebody that's more compatible.
Instead of wasting your time.
Your $5 ass down before I make change.
Oh, ain't no $5 asses over here. There's some big dollar ballers.
I got a question. Can I ask a question?
Go right ahead.
Okay, now what do you say if you have a child and the child is 13 years old, you know who the father is, you just ain't told that person?
Wrong. 100% wrong.
I mean, what's the reason that you didn't tell?
Well, it was more of a one-night thing, and, you know, just basically
how would y'all feel if y'all didn't know who
your daddy
was? What? I mean, if that's the situation, then that's the situation.
Was.
I can't there speak
no,
on that because I know... I got my
well,
father,
you know
so I
father
can't
is,
speak
right?
on that, but my father's
you know
a father,
father
too.
Is, right?
But what if they don't
want to
know?
You know, you have men who say out of their own mouth that they don't want kids, they ain't trying to have kids, and all of that. Now, if you had sex with somebody and they done told you out their mouth they don't want kids, they ain't trying to have kids right now, you end up pregnant.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. That ain't got nothing to do with it. If he got a shorty, he need to know, point blank. There's no reason for the man not to know, none at all. There's no situation.
But what if he don't care to
for
know?
For that man not to know, huh?
What if he don't care to know?
Well, he would never know if you don't tell him. Maybe you should tell him and then let him make that decision if he want to be in a baby's life or not. He still should know. And if he do right, he do right. If he don't, he don't. But at least he know.
What if the child don't want to know?
Man.
I've seen a friend of mine tell her, she sat down in front of this guy and told him, I got something serious to tell you. And when she looked down at her stomach, I'm watching the whole situation. She looked down at her stomach. She rubbed her stomach. She held his hand. And before she said the second two words that came out of her mouth, he said, I don't even want to know. Whatever it is, that's your problem. You want to go to the Planned Parenthood, do that.
But at
least
he
didn't
had the
want
opportunity. He had the opportunity.
I'm sorry,
to
I agree with Timer.
What?
I'm sorry, but I agree with Father Tad. That's not y'all place to make that decision for that man.
Exactly.
Whether he do it or not, then he don't. If he don't, he don't. If he do, he do. But leave it up to him. Don't make it, you know, it's not the woman's place to say, I'm not going to let this man be in my kid's life.
Well.
Damn, Skip, you go to
the child don't want to know.
Go, girl.
You said the child.
What if the
child
don't care
don't
to know?
Well, he probably don't know now. He's 13. Why wouldn't he want to know? He might think that, you know, the man just didn't want to be bothered with him.
Y'all don't fuck that kid up.
But you know what though? You know what? This
that kid ain't fucked up.
This breaks
That's
down
what I'm
like
you.
This. Listen, this breaks down like this. That child is gonna grow up like fuck my daddy. He ain't never been around. You know what I'm saying? And then when the man do find out, and he try to explain to him why I wasn't around because your mama didn't tell me. I mean, then what are you supposed to do then? How are you supposed to be? How can he be a part of that boy's life now? After 13 years, the boy hate him. He like, oh,
I don't know who the fuck you are.
What makes you think the boy hates him? What makes you think the boy hates him?
Because I grew up with a father that don't came around, and I hated his ass.
But they're gonna hate him if the parent's talking down on that person. But if the parent ain't talking down and tells you the situation, it does matter.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong.
It does matter.
Hold on, Tom. I'm gonna give you a perfect example. I'm gonna give you a perfect example of something. I was at work. I seen this girl that I grew up with. Now her friend said that she had a kid by me. Now, we went to court and everything. We found out that the kid wasn't mine. She never told her daughter that I wasn't her father. I seen this little girl. The little girl looked at me. Now, the girl's about, now, well, I'm not going to say she's even a little girl. She's like 18 or 19 now. The little girl looked at me and was like, I mean, went off on me, went totally ballistic on me, said I wasn't shit. I could never pick up a phone or call her. I wasn't shit. Fuck you. I hate you. I looked at the little girl. I said, look here. I said, baby, what did your mama tell you? I said, your mama told you I was your daddy? She said, yeah, you supposed to be my daddy. You my sperm donor. I said, no, baby, we went to court. I'm not your father. That little girl was heartbroken. That little girl looked over at her auntie like, Y'all been lying to me all this time, telling me this man my daddy, and he what? That little girl, I felt so bad for that little girl, I hugged that little girl. I mean, because they fucked that little girl up. They had this girl thinking that I was her father all these years, and she thought that I just didn't give two fucks about her. I had to sit this girl down and tell her, we took a blood test and everything, I'm not your father. So come on, don't tell me that child wouldn't be messed up behind that.
Because that's what her parents taught her. That's not what I taught. That's not what I'm teaching.
My son's father said out of his mouth, mama's baby, papa's maybe, in front of my son, and told my son that he needed a blood test. And my son looks exactly like him.
Okay, now if you got a situation like that, then okay. But now, not to cut you off, Butter, but Candy, seriously, what are you telling this child that this child's not going to dislike this man?
I'm not talking down on that guy at all.
You don't is he curious to meet his dad, or he don't want to meet him? Or,
no,
I mean,
he
what's
isn't.
Going on?
No, he isn't.
So
he isn't curious
is,
at all.
He think he's dead?
No.
So he just don't even want to meet this man?
No.
Why do you think he don't want to meet him?
Because he said it out of his mouth.
Why do you think that, though?
Why did he say
why
that?
Do you think he's saying, I don't even want to meet him? It's been
because
13
he's
years.
Content. He's content getting taken care of. He don't want no disappointments. Right. He sees how his little brother and little sister's dad is worthless. So he don't want that disappointment because he's got what he needs. He ain't never going to
go
without.
He won't even know if he's disappointed until he meets the man.
He don't want to take that chance.
That's fucked up.
That's not messed up to me.
That's messed up. I don't know what y'all talking about.
That's not messed up to him.
That is messed up. And he not content.
He's not content.
All because I go out of my way and do everything for my kids, that don't mean that they don't want to be or know their father. Yeah, they might say that to you.
But that's everybody.
They don't
want to
hurt your feelings.
Everybody ain't the same.
Yeah,
everybody ain't the same thing.
Okay. My son told me he didn't want to have nothing to do with his daddy. And when it was all said and done.
That's because he met his father.
No, before my son even met. But see, I'm not done talking. Before my son met his father, he said he didn't want to meet him. He didn't want to have nothing to do with him. And I found out that he was going behind my back telling people that he actually wanted to meet his father. So just because a child say they don't want to meet him or they don't want to have nothing to do with him, that doesn't mean that they do. They really want to. They just don't want you to feel like bad because you have been taking care of them. They probably, you know, feel like,
exactly.
You know, why
that's
hurt your feelings?
Exactly.
But I never
that's
made him
saying.
Feel like he needs to feel bad. Say, I have communication with my son. I'm open to my child.
We all
he ain't
going to
hurt me. He ain't going to hurt me. If he
I
wants
mean, you
to
taking
that
it personal, but
I'll
when
help
you
him.
Wrong, you wrong. You wrong.
I would help him. I would help him find that person. But I know I
well,
ain't
that's
wrong.
A, that's,
so,
what you,
I mean,
that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do.
I mean, really, when it's all said and done.
When he wants it, that's when I do it. But until then.
I would talk about it on a regular basis. I would ask him on a regular basis.
Do you want to see him?
Do you want to meet
him?
Hold
on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Everybody hold on. Everybody hold on. We're going to finish this in the chat room, all right? We're coming down to the last 3 minutes of the show.
Oh, man.
Don't finish this in the chat room, y'all. All right? I still think
all
the
right,
man needs to know. That's just my opinion. We're going to go now. Sweetness, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm is.
You got some last words?
No, not really.
Okay. Ken, you got some last words?
Well, the show went awfully fast tonight, didn't it?
I know, right?
I mean, it was a good show.
Yeah, it was.
That's your last words?
Yeah.
Okay. Rev, what's up, Rev? Rev, you got some last words?
Yes, I thought it was an interesting show. Very interesting.
Yeah, you didn't even hardly participate.
I was listening, and I'm pissed off because Cass was talking shit when I was on the other line, then was scared to say it when I got back on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is, you get in the chat room there, right?
I will. I sure will if I can type on there.
Mm-hmm.
Look at his tough ass on that, man. Ain't nobody scared of you.
Janine, you got the last word?
I'm good.
All right, you get in the chat room, right?
Mm-hmm. As soon as I get home.
You actually agree with me, man. What? Man, I'm telling you, we're coming to an end. Buddy, you got some last words?
I hate that I missed half of the show, but I enjoyed the part that I was on, and I'm going to try to get on the chat tonight.
Cool in the game. You got some last words, man?
Yeah, I got some last words. SandCity.Spook.com. Hit the chat room.
All right, y'all. We out of here, man. Take us out on the song, dog. I don't know where you left off at. See y'all in the chat room.
Okay.
We ghosts.
Peace, peace, peace.
Bet if I suck on that pussy. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet.
Fuck up your panties, you better take them off. Finna play with that pussy until I get the mouse. I can't fuck you when you're dry, cause that'll turn mouth. If I can smell it, then babe, I won't put it in my mouth. I wanna suck on them titties cause they look soft. Do me a favor and keep your legs uncrossed, so I can lay on your dick, got boxes off. Got you biting on your lip cause you can't talk. And after I give you this dick, I bet I'd change you out. And I'ma play with your click, want you to pull it out. Get you wet first, then fuck you to a coma. Long as your pussy stay wet, I can fuck you how I want.
Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, bet that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, bet that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties,